Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along this morning. In the studio with me, I have Latria Roberts, the Director of Outreach, and Kat Steele, the Executive Director of the Cincinnati Film Festival, now in its third year. The festival is running September 6th through the 14th at a number of places around town, and these ladies will let you know what and where things will be happening for the third annual Cincinnati Film Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the roots of the film festival. Third year here, but this actually had roots a little bit to the north, didn't this start out as the Oxford Film Festival?
Actually, in 2010, we were a collaborative event with the Oxford International Film Festival. The former executive director decided to pursue his dreams of producing and directing films, so he's now out in L.A. And I just could not stand to see the great thing that he built just go away and not have a film festival, an international film festival based here in Cincinnati area.
Well, and especially I don't think folks realize how much movie making and film making actually goes on in this area. I mean, there are a lot of folks who are involved, and you see some of it when you have the 48-hour competition that happens. But talk a little bit about movie making here in Cincinnati. We usually only hear about the big Hollywood feature films that come in and shoot on location here.
Right, and of course, you know, we have a great tax incentive in the state of Ohio to bring in those larger films, and with the help of the Greater Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Film Commission, Kristen's doing a great job over there helping bring those big studio films in. But locally, we have a lot of really talented filmmakers. And some of those filmmakers, you know, they might by day be working on those films when they do come in. And then by night, I guess you could say, they do their passion, which is creating great films that are locally produced. The 48-hour film project, of course, which I'm also a part of, has been around for over 10 years, and it's a great way to get the filmmakers to think out of the box. But also, in addition to that competition, there's the College Movie Festival also that's regionally based and gets the college kids involved as well in creating their own films, as well as of course there's other things other than the competitions.
SOFA, Southern Ohio Film Association, which is an organization where the independent filmmakers in the regional area get together and they collaborate on projects and make their announcements.
They've been around over 10 years as well. It's a networking organization that supports the independent filmmakers here in the area. It's a great place for people to meet, and actually they're having a meeting on Tuesday night, usually at the 20th Century in Oakley.
Well, for those who haven't been to a film festival, who might not be certain what a film festival actually is, what happens at the Cincinnati Film Festival beyond sitting down and watching a lot of great movies?
Well, we have the filmmakers come in. We have filmmakers coming in this year. A great response from our filmmakers, some from L.A., some from New York, some Arizona, Minnesota. It goes on and on and on. And the list of filmmakers that are coming into Cincinnati that we're able to showcase our great city and show it off and say, hey, this is a great town. We are culturally vibrant. Check it out, you know.
Well, with let's flip that around. What do the filmmakers get out of a film festival beyond, I guess you could say, a little bit of feedback, which can be good, can be bad. You know, it depends on how it goes. But what do the filmmakers get out of this?
Well, one of our focuses for the Cincinnati Film Festival is that we give feedback to filmmakers. So not only are they getting to come and be a part of the festival that has brought their film to an audience where they normally would not have had the opportunity to do that, they also get a chance to learn how to be a better filmmaker.
And film festivals are actually becoming an alternative distribution method. It's very expensive for an independent filmmaker who probably just spent his last dollar on the actual production of the film and did not actually think, you know, going in to how am I going to get this out there? How am I going to market this film? What's my target market demographics? What do I do from here? So for a very minimal upfront cost, they get an opportunity to screen in film festivals. There are over 5,000 film festivals in the world.
Really?
So
wow. Well, of course, you always hear you know about Sundance or Cannes, but 5,000.
right, exactly. And those larger festivals are more market based. So they get thousands and thousands and thousands of submissions a year. Usually we get, you know, several hundred per year, which is great for a small new independent film festival. And not only do they get the feedback from their audiences, as well as from our screening committee and from the jurors, they also get the opportunity to network with other filmmakers, both based here in Cincinnati and the region, as well as the ones that are coming in and traveling.
Well, let's talk about some of the films. It all starts on September 6th with, the opening, kind of the official opening as it goes along. And there are a number of films you've already mentioned. There's the opening night screening of one very Cincinnati-centric film, The Cincinnati Beer Story, narrated by Gary Burbank. And this is this opening night screening happening at the Emory Theater.
Well, it's anticipated that it will be held at the Emory Theater, and we're really excited to be able to have the opportunity to work with this beautiful historic venue, and it's a much-needed piece of Cincinnati's legacy. They are not officially, you know, open for business yet. They're still in the process of remodeling and renovating. So it's a great place for people to come and be able to see what their vision is. And that's going to be also September 6th, Thursday, and we're having tours beforehand of the Over the Rhine Brewery District. The OTR Brewery District will be doing tours starting at 5 o'clock and doing an hour-long preview tour of the history of Cincinnati beer, I guess you could say.
Oh, yes, where there used to be hundreds of breweries.
Right.
All across the city. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left. What about some highlights from the rest of the festival? Because there are other Cincinnati-centric films that are going to be featured as well.
Right. Yeah. And we actually have 16 countries that are represented from our programming, too. So it's not just Cincinnati. It is an international festival. One of the films that we have is called, we're actually a partner with Community Cinema, which is a program through ITVS, and we show films before they're screened on PBS. Hmm. So the first one that we have, we're opening up our season. There'll be 9 total films, 1 monthly, and they're free screening events. It's first one is called Half the Sky, Turning Oppression into Opportunity for Women Worldwide. It's has some very notable faces in there, George Clooney, Eva Mendes, and Diane Lane. It's a beautiful documentary based on the book and about the movement of Half the Sky. So that's going to be Wednesday, September 12th at the Public Library downtown, the main branch. And then also our Cincy Showcase, which features regional shorts that have a Cincy theme or they're created here in Cincinnati by Cincinnati filmmakers. And that's Monday, September 10th at 7 p.m. at the Esquire Theater. Most of the run you'll find out is on, by looking at our schedule, you'll notice is 45 screening times are actually at the Esquire Theater. So that's pretty much the majority of where you see it. And then we also have screenings at the Clifton Performance Theater, which is right down the street as well, workshops at the Clifton Cultural Arts Center.
And then our closing ceremony is at St. Michael's.
Mm-hmm. St. Michael's Art Sanctuary, which
Art
is
Sanctuary,
which is in Lower Price Hill. It's on St. Michael Street, and it's actually where they had the TEDx Cincinnati event several months ago. So it's a great space. It's another work in progress. Another beautiful venue, work in progress. That's going to be an artist community. Also, one other thing, we do have a sneak peek of the Newport Gangsters, Girls, and Gambling. I think that's the order it comes in. and that's done by local filmmakers as well. That's going to be at the Esquire Theater on Monday. Monday's kind of our big day for focusing on the regional films.
Well, thank you for sharing just a small slice of what's happening during the film festival and sitting in this morning.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's Scott Steele, the executive director of the Cincinnati Film Festival, and Latria Roberts, the director of outreach. Again, just a small slice of all the happenings and screenings and events happening around the third annual Cincinnati Film Festival. It runs September 6th through the 14th. You can find out more about all the films being screened, all the events that are happening. There are full event passes and day passes, passes to the opening night and the closing night. You can find out all about it at our website, wpxu.org. That'll point you to the Cincinnati Film Festival website. This is Cincinnati Edition.